With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Secret Service says a 21-year-old man from North Carolina, armed with a shotgun and a can of fuel, was shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago early this morning, President Trump's Florida resort. The president was not there. He is here in Washington at the White House, and he is safe. It's not exactly clear why the 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin came from North Carolina to Florida. The investigation continues. Blizzard warnings are up from New York City to New Jersey, Boston, and other communities along the northeast coast as a late winter storm is bearing down today.
National Weather Service officials have increased their assessment of the potential severity of this coming storm. Forecasters anticipated this weather system to be less ferocious only days earlier. Meteorologists say as much as 2 feet of snow could possibly fall. Forecasters have issued blizzard warnings for New York City, Long Island, and southern Connecticut.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends, and what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Oman's foreign minister says the next round of talks between the U.S. and Iran will be Thursday of this week in Geneva. Oman previously hosted the indirect talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program and facilitated this latest round that will take place in Switzerland. This is SRN News. A 15th-century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home for a while. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it is on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. The program recruits donors to fund restoration of a statue under a loan agreement that allows it to occasionally be displayed at their place of business. Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. The New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. After removing it this month, the Park Service cited a January memo from the president. This is SRN News. Congressman Chip Roy cautions that a global effort to promote Islam is gaining traction in the United States.
You've got a political, ideological movement that is very clearly a part of the Islamist network, right? The Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people that are trying to push that, not just as a religious doctrine or faith, but as a political movement and ideology. We're seeing it unfold in Europe, and it's happening here in the United States.
Roy, a Texas Republican, spoke to the Salem Radio Network. At the Winter Olympic Games today, gold for the U.S. in men's hockey, defeating Canada 2-1 with an overtime tally. Today is Sunday, the 22nd of February, and it's birthday time for some famous people, including Basketball Hall of Famer Julius Erving, who's 76 years old today. Singer Lea Salonga is 55. Actress Drew Barrymore turns 51 today. This is SRN News.